Welcome aboard, you people. This is the Starship Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis right here. 720 WGN and CLTV.
Yes, and happy Memorial Day weekend. I did hear Demetrius Ivory from WGN-TV just say there will be some rain-free hours. So get out and enjoy those. Those little windows of time.
I'm not 100% sure what he means by that.
Some rain-free hours.
Yeah,
we're going to have to savor those.
When did we move to Seattle? When did that happen?
I don't know. And it's gray, too, right? It's just like Seattle.
Yeah. What the? You know what?
I don't know.
I think it's been raining for 2 months.
It has been. When it wasn't snowing.
When it wasn't snowing, right.
I swear it wasn't me moving from the Pacific Northwest.
You brought it with you?
He did.
Uh-oh.
Let's blame Lauren.
Your scapegoat.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Oh.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even think about that.
I know.
That. Yeah. Yeah, now that you mention it, Lauren.
I'd like to...
makes you think.
Very coincidental.
Congratulate the Broadcast Museum. We were there. We had a little outing last night.
Yeah.
At the Broadcast Museum. They have done... The Saturday Night Live exhibit is gone, and they replaced it with a really interesting concept. It's politics and rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. And it's there's all kinds of, you know, it's about political rock and roll, political activism. It's about it's about Bob Marley's shirt. There's also presidents in rock and roll and their interactivity with it. Bill Clinton's saxophone is there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet mother of God.
You don't have to touch it. You can just look at it through the glass, so it helps.
Let me just put it to you like this. If that horn could talk, just imagine what that thing has seen. Just imagine.
Oh, boy.
I thought some of the cool stuff is it's the actual pieces of paper or notes of lyrics, like the original from some of the most famous songs you've ever heard, and it's the actual... The lyrics written on like a notepad
right.
or something.
Handwritten.
Like James, there was a cool one to James Brown. If you look closely at it, it says Ramada Inn, Chicago O'Hare, and it's the lyrics to what that he wrote in his hotel room in Chicago.
That is so cool.
At the O'Hare Ramada.
Yeah, the O'Hare Ramada. This is cool stuff.
It doesn't get more down market than that.
That'll inspire a song or two.
Yeah.
Spending a night there.
That just tells you about the glamour of show business, right? You're thinking, oh, James Brown, look at that. It's like, no. You want to go downtown, stay at a fancy hotel? No. Ramada O'Hare. And we'll like it.
Yeah, 11 presidential administration from Dwight Eisenhower to Barack Obama.
Yep.
So it's pretty cool.
Exactly. So we've got all of that coming your way. We don't have any of that coming your way.
No.
I was going to say we're...
No, we don't. That's already come your way.
That already runs like
come and pass.
All right, no. But let me also explain what happened. Let me.
What happened was
that we went to this event, and it was a lovely event. I got there a little late. I had to go run some stuff, and then I came back, and I met you guys. And there was, we had a glass of wine or whatever.
There was an open bar.
Yeah, it was an open bar, right? That's
took full advantage of that. I heard.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. I started. I challenged Tim Kazurinsky to a push-up contest.
Oh God!
And he won. And then we went next door to Tortoise again. See, that is a return to the scene of the crime.
Totally.
Is what happened. We were there about a month ago.
Such a great place.
And we did some things.
Yep.
There.
I did some things.
We all spilled some things. We all did some things.
You threw your glass of wine.
I did not. I spilled it.
On Lauren's white pants. Again.
So we went back again. And it was, now, Anna did not join us for this. And
no,
we actually,
couldn't.
It was funny when we walked in, they go, where's the tall lady who likes to throw the wine?
Oh,
and
gosh.
We're like, no, she's not with us.
I went to the museum, but then I had another thing.
And so we did that. And then I can't recall much about the end of the evening. other than there was a very sweet moment of geek to geek conversation at the table between Brian Altimer, our sonic genius, and mm-hmm. Lauren, who are gigantic sci-fi and fantasy action
nerds.
Hero geeks.
Right.
And it was like the sweetest thing. And then I fell face forward into a Chateaubriand.
Well, Lauren did set the tone. We sat down. We're like, Lauren, what would you like to drink? She's like, bourbon on the rocks. No. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, there we went.
And then the rest of them got drinks that had red dye in them. So, you know.
It was an old fashioned Don Draper drinks. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we were.
I was just ready for.
Yeah, I'll just put it this way. I hate Uber, but thank God for Uber. That's all I'm going to say about last night.
Did Game of Thrones come up?
Not a lot. I think not much.
Okay.
I think we were pretty much done with that now. But now it was a bunch of other stuff. I don't know. There's something about Batman. I don't know what the hell's going on.
You were drinking your wine and enjoying your life.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. And then I was sitting there and I was just fading off into thinking about what a wacky week this has been. And then I looked at my phone and I went to the calls, the voicemail section because my phone popped a couple times. And I look at my voicemail section and there is third down in the voicemail, William Shatner's name.
I love that. I love that story from yesterday. Oh, wow.
So that's
Shatner, and then William Shatner walked in and sat down with us.
Well, that's you know
the
what?
Craziest thing.
Based on
he said he was supposed to meet Kevin.
right. Bill over here.
Wrong Kevin. He wants the director, Kevin.
For those who missed the story, I hate to do that when people are like, "What the hell are they
talking about?"
I got a mystery voicemail a couple nights ago from Los Angeles. Didn't understand what it was. It was a guy saying, "Hey, it's Bill. Kevin, listen, you're a great director." It was like this effusive, it was great working with you voicemail. Let's get together and talk about future projects, kind of an idea. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. I was eavesdropping on my phone somehow. I eavesdropped on some sort of big kind of Hollywood thing. Kind of fun, right?
Well, you knew it even before he said his name. That's what I thought was strange. You're like, this seems like something. There's something strange about this voicemail.
Right. And then yesterday during the show, the same number pops up on my phone. It goes to voicemail. And then...
Kevin, I guess that's you from the way you're answering. The name is unfamiliar. It's Bill Shatner. I just wanted to apologize once again. You're running off without saying the fondest of farewells.
Fondest of farewells. Isn't that sweet?
Bill Shatner. And I'm like, and then I freaked out. And I'm like, oh my God, William Shatner's calling my phone. And the hilarity ensued yesterday as we tried to put William Shatner, we tried to get him on the phone and then put him on the phone with the guy that he thought it was me, but it was me.
Because he called you again and you talked to him off air.
Yeah.
William Shatner did.
Yes.
And you cleared everything up for him, did the nice thing and the right thing.
And let him know
his phone calls were not received by said director Kevin.
Yes. So then we somehow found director Kevin and put him on the air and asked him and then played the voicemails for him so that he could hear it. So it was a very weird, just the whole thing, the whole week has been, you know, surreal. It has been the best of times and the worst of times all week is the way I look
really
at it.
It has. Up and down kind of week.
That whole William Shatner thing is up for podcast at WGNradio.com.
If you want to check that out.
It is wild. And as Kevin pointed out last night, as we were celebrating ourselves, which we do every night. Every night's an after party. It is like the damnedest thing on the show. It's like, you know, you always imagine you hear about Saturday Night Live. Oh, they do the big, you know, cast party afterwards.
Right, it reminds
or in high school, you're in a play and everybody goes to the cast party afterwards. It's like, that's what, that, every night we have a cast party.
Well,
really
I like
not
how
in
the beginning we used to pretend it was about birthdays. Like, who's got a birthday coming up? Because we're going to go out Friday. Nobody? All right, well, like an anniversary or something, kid's birthday, whatever. And then now it's sort of morphed into, come on, let's just celebrate ourselves.
Right, every night.
No, it's like, it's Tuesday night. Perfect.
Every single night.
It was nice out today. Perfect. Let's have a toast.
It's raining. We need to go out.
So that's what happened. So we were celebrating ourselves and lauding the idea of live radio. Because if live radio didn't exist, that bit would not have worked on a podcast, right? That whole thing would have made no sense on a podcast.
So true.
But the fact it was happening in real time.
Right, and it developed, and you didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
So it snowballed and snowballed.
Right. So we went and celebrated that lesson. That's a long way of telling you that Demetrius Ivory is going to join us in just a minute to talk about the weekend weather. All right, let's check in now with Kim. What's coming up in the newsroom at the bottom of the hour?
It's getaway day, the summer travel season officially underway.
They're Chicago, they're real. Watch Dan Ponce, Lauren Jiggets, Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten. It's all Get Real in the Morning with the WGN TV Morning News Team. Weekdays 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WGN TV.
Demetrius Ivory joins us right now, and I'm almost afraid to talk to him here on WGN Radio, 7:20 a.m. and CLTV.
Yep.
Because we played your recorded forecast at the top of the hour. And... Yeah. I hated every minute
of
it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where I wonder if I could just say, hey, today's going to be like yesterday, which tomorrow is also going to be like, too. Chance for showers and thunderstorms, run for the hills.
Right.
If it comes your way.
And remember all your plans to go to the beach or grill out or hang out outside and stuff like that. Do the things you kind of want to do on a Memorial Day weekend.
Can I?
Forget about it.
I want to hear this. This needs to be a top 10 session here. So go for it.
Here, I got to know. What in the hell is going on here? What sort of system is like over us? Is it aliens? Is it?
Okay, so it's a typical spring-like pattern. The thing is, it's going to persist for some time. This month, we've seen rain. You know, all but a week, all but about 7 days out of the entire month. Over 5 inches of rain so far. We're like 2.5 inches above normal, and our computer models are showing upwards of 2, 3, maybe 4 inches of rain coming our way the next week. Basically, what you're talking about is really kind of fast-moving pattern, right? But what happens is it'll swing a front through our region, and if it comes down as a cold front, it could be showers and thunderstorms. But then as the same front returns back north, it's the same boundary. It's called a warm front there, which is what we're going to see later tonight. Then you get showers and thunderstorms. Then it comes back south once again.
So we're just sitting on this borderline.
Yeah, we like to call it the Ring of Fire because it is, you literally can't take lunch or make any plans for as long as that pattern sits there as a meteorologist. Yeah, so we don't like it either.
I love that Johnny Cash song, though.
Oh, that was pretty good, right?
Ring of Fire.
Okay, you too. Here's what I need to understand is okay. And I know this is almost impossible for you to do, but yeah. I'm going to ask the impossible of you. So during the day tomorrow, during the day Sunday, during the day Monday, are people going to be able to get at least some plans in?
Yeah, I feel bad because a lot of folks have been coming up to me asking me what we expect for weather, and they all want to know. Well, tomorrow afternoon. And you would think it's pretty easy to tell folks what's going to happen tomorrow afternoon. And it's like, that's the one thing I don't know. So ask me about the next week in general. But so this is what it looks like right now. We're certainly going to get some showers and thunderstorms come our way through our area tonight. So I know a lot of folks planning on getting on the road tonight. Look, check the radar before you do it because you don't want to drive into a strong, maybe even severe thunderstorm as you do it. So check the radar before you head out and about. We could be looking at some really heavy downpours tonight, probably after 5 p.m., could rumble through our region, I'd say as late as midnight, maybe even more, and the potential for 1 to 2 inches of rain from some of those heavier downpours. So flash flood warning for that. Tomorrow we expect showers and thunderstorms early in the day. Now, you follow me? I need somebody to take notes here.
I'm kind of trying. You said 5 p.m. thunderstorms up until the late evening hours.
Oh, forget it tonight. Just stay in the house and watch reruns of Game of Thrones. I guess
okay,
reruns.
Fine. Yes, all right.
Okay, tomorrow starting early?
Tomorrow we'll have the lingering showers and storms maybe early in the day. Then we're going to dry out. And there should be a number of hours in a row.
Uh-huh.
A big portion of the day, like the meat of the day where we are dry.
Center of the day.
Yeah. Yes, and then showers and
right
thunderstorms. So showers and thunderstorms should redevelop. Now,
tomorrow, late afternoon.
Between me and you, I'm thinking late afternoon, early evening, around 7 o'clock or so. The thing is, whenever I say that time, if it starts at 6:59, somebody emails me. So so just get the...
Don't read your emails.
If you haven't... That's true. That is...
Why would you read your emails?
Well, I don't know about you, but whenever I get dissed by somebody, it's from an AOL.com email.
Hey.
That's Ro.
Easy.
Is that you?
No, that's my grandmother's. I use my grandmother's AOL account.
I didn't even know. So then I reply, but they're on AOL. They're not going to reply back for 2 days because it's going to, you know.
Right. Well, because the nurse hasn't come in and given their meds yet. The problem that you have in a situation like this is now we live in a grievance culture.
Yes.
Everybody is, anybody who says anything, everybody's opinion counts and it's equal. Well, you're a meteorologist. Your opinion's better than theirs. They can blank themselves. That's the way I look at it.
As far as weather goes, I will agree with
you. Yes, I think that's the way it is. Everything else, whatever. But you're not. It's not exactly like you're all of a sudden, hey, you know what? I know I'm supposed to do the weather right now, but let me just tell you something about how I feel when things are going in Washington.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you don't do that.
And then people say, stick to the weather.
Right.
Well, you know what?
Right. Well, you do have other opinions. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. But he's not like whipping him off. He's like not like literally taking his tie off like in the middle. Right,
and another thing.
Right. And he's wandering around like the full Glenn Beck's, you know, coming up and like slamming the camera in the face. Hey, yeah. This is the other piece here, though, is it's 7 o'clock. So tomorrow afternoon, good. Sunday,
he's still trying to get
same
the forecast.
Thing, or we don't
okay,
know.
Okay, so tomorrow, meat of the day, middle of the day.
Going to be okay.
You're probably going to be looking at dry conditions. So if you want to get anything done outside, get it. I'd say as soon as it clears out in the morning, do it, because you're probably going to have a number of hours in a row.
All right.
Sunday, much more of the same, except Sunday I do think we'll have some showers early in the day. We could clear out for the entire afternoon. It's going to be a kind of a cooler day. High temperatures only in the low 70s. Certainly some rain, maybe some fog in the morning, but we could clear out for the entire day after that. Right. So either you're talking morning showers for Saturday and certainly for Sunday, but then there could be that piece of some strong storms come our way Saturday night. Memorial Day will be the exact opposite. We're probably going to be dry early in the day, and when you guess it, right when folks want to get things going in the afternoon, heat of the day, we could be looking at showers and thunderstorms, which could develop there.
Right.
So in terms of timing, I'd say whatever you need to get done outside, do it in the middle of the day, Saturday and Sunday. Monday, you probably need to do it as early as possible.
All right. There we go. I got it. See, that was a good answer.
That helps. I'll get up at 5 o'clock in the morning on Monday and start grilling.
And we'll hold you to the
pancakes.
Well, I know I'm going to hold you to. I'm just going to hold you to the fact that you tried to explain it to us.
Because I did my best.
And we don't know. And if somebody else can do it better, fine. But you got to prove that you did it better. Videotape yourself right now in front of a screen that shows exactly what time of day it is and that it's on Friday.
Exactly.
And then if you are somehow more accurate than Demetrius,
whatever.
You'll win my incredible everlasting devotion.
Without video proof, I won't even entertain the argument. That's just, you know, that's how I go through life.
And another thing, you know what? What about these people down at City Hall? What about them?
Yeah, let me tell you more about that. And the Sox. What are they thinking?
take that, AOL.
Thank you, Demetrius.
Take that, AOL. All right, guys. Enjoy the weekend. It's going to rain all weekend.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, there he goes. Let's check in now. Kim Gordon, she's got the news brought to you by Team Hochberg. So we have got an entire weekend ahead of us of broken plans. But before we get to Lauren telling us what it is that we need to go see and what it is, how we get there and how we avoid the weather, I must tell you this. Chicago Blackhawks, as you know, open their next season, the 2019-20 season, in the Czech Republic on October 4th. That's a Friday. Taking on the Flyers. Listen to the Steve Cochran Show weekdays through Thursday, June 6th at 7:40 a.m. to hear a sounder. Don't change that dial. Cochran will also give you a window of when you want to make sure you're listening again during the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis, it says here.
Okay. He'll let you know about kind of a window of time to listen into our show.
Right.
To win.
I didn't understand what I was just reading there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice I have not read this
totally
before?
Tell. And then didn't
I saw
pre-read
my,
it.
Then I saw my name and I thought, oh, well, now that's okay.
I know that one.
That must be
those
good.
Those are words I know. Nailed it.
Right. And we'll have the sounder. So basically, and then do I say when he's going to, like, I'll give a window for him in the morning? It's always 7:40.
Well, that's not in these particular.
I got it. All right. Because he's got it at 7:40. Sometimes we're on and we're not on because of the you know, pale hose. Now there's a bunch of contest rules here, which I don't wish to read.
Are you supposed to? Not like you do everything you're supposed to. Let me just skim through them here, though. Just to make sure we're not missing anything big. Looks good.
Yeah.
Complete details, including official rules at WGNRadio.com/contest.
Yeah, if you want that. Because there's a lot of stuff here about how much we're going to award and what the tickets include. It includes four tickets to Blackhawks convention, signed replica jersey, signed hockey stick, signed puck and photo, and you'll be qualified to win the trip for two to Prague.
That's huge.
Right. Okay. That's what you get when you first, you know, when you get through either to Cochrane or to us.
Right.
Right? Okay.
Awesome things to win.
Just us. Now I'm being told that's just us. What the hell kind of contest is this?
Okay.
Oh, all right. Now I understand. See, that was not clear here. You listen to Cochrane at 7:40. He'll tell you when to listen here to win, and then we give it away.
Oh.
So at,
fun.
And be the specified numbered caller to dial in. Where's Monaco? Get Monaco on the phone.
Did legal see this?
Legal, see it.
Yeah,
legal wrote it.
Clearly, they saw it. anyone other than legal see it prior to giving it to us?
We'll award. It says here now, this is where the lawyers wrote this too. We'll award 8 qualifying packages and the grand prize winner from all qualifiers will be announced on Friday, June 7th at 7:40 a.m. on the Steve Cochran Show.
Oh.
Complete details, including official rules, at WGNradio.com/contest. That's back to you.
All right.
All right.
Awesome.
That was
listen
great.
All day, basically. Yeah, just never stop listening.
Right. And your chance to. And then the thing is called Pucks and Prague. And every time I say it, I screw it up. I want to say Pucks and Prague. And I don't even understand why. And why is it Pucks and Prague? Listen to win a trip for two. It's Pucks and Prague colon listen to win a trip for two exclamation point. I don't even understand the title of the contest.
But I understand what you win, and it's pretty cool. So
yeah,
at the end of the day.
That I get.
Yeah. Yeah. All the cool hockey stuff, the Blackhawk stuff, and then be qualified to win a trip for two to Prague to see the pucks.
How about Pucks on Prague or Pucks in Prague?
In is the word I would look for there.
Pucks in Prague, yeah.
Yeah, Pucks in.
Well, how about Hawks in Prague?
Yeah.
Although that sounds like something I've eaten in a restaurant before. I'll have the Hawks in Prague and then...
cooked to medium, please.
Right, exactly. What beer goes best with Hawks in Prague? Huh. All right. Lauren, I'm sorry that you had to be here for this. We got a list of things here that people can do. There's a Memorial Day parade.
Yes.
I once hosted that parade.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Chicago one? Because there's a lot of parades, to be honest.
Yeah, the Chicago one, right?
Yeah. Chicago's Memorial Day parade. That's Saturday. So a lot of parades will be on Monday, obviously, Memorial Day. But Chicago's is tomorrow, and it starts with a wreath-laying ceremony at 11. But the parade will start at noon, and that's on State Street. So that will be going through the loop. Really cool. A lot of people come out for this event.
So State and Lake, and it goes all the way south to Van Buren.
Yeah,
right. And the reviewing stand is somewhere just north of Van Buren, and somehow Jim Rose and I were responsible for announcing to the reviewing stand all the different things that were happening.
Mm-hmm. Well,
how'd
walking,
that go?
They're walking.
Here they're walking, passing in review. We use that term a lot. Now passing in review. It was really something, and it was like, this is the Senn High School Marching Band passing now in review. So there'll be a lot of that, but they generally have some sort of big military dude here too for it.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of an important thing.
Go all out.
Yeah. All right. And then what are these weekend cruises that I'm supposed to take?
So also, if you want to stick with the Memorial Day theme, the Anita D one obviously, and over at Navy Pier, both are having Memorial Day cruises. Anita D one is doing it through the 28th, but at Navy Pier, it's only Sunday. So keep that in mind. But it's just something fun to do if you want to go out on the water and celebrate. I know Memorial Day weekend is usually the kickoff of summer activities, mm-hmm. even though it mm-hmm. might not be very nice. So just an option if you can get in before the rain.
Do you believe that there will be many boats in the bathtub, in the playpen, as they call it, depending on you know?
Honestly, no, just because of the weather. I hope I'm wrong.
Have you ever been in the playpen?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been on a boat in the playpen?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been on a boat that ties itself to another boat, and then that boat ties itself to another boat?
Oh, yeah. I've had a line of like 7 before.
Right. And mm-hmm. then people are jumping from boat to boat mm-hmm. to boat. And then at some point, one goes missing. And they're just wondering, you know, like exactly who was it that went, and nobody knows for sure. And then everybody's doing a drunken head count. All right, who was here? Who was here? And then the next thing you know, you're
was like, Melissa here or not?
I don't remember. Nah, Melissa, where's she? She's gone.
I don't even know if she was here.
You know what we're going to do? Let's call the police. And then you find out Melissa went on another boat that tied itself off. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Melissa shows up. Worse for wear, let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. The next day, sort of like, I don't know. Let's just not talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
All right. So that's a good Memorial Day thing to do. All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of the majority of the very Memorial Day centered themes, apart from the parades in the suburbs on Monday and things like that. But there's a lot of music type festivals and food festivals throughout the weekend as well. So what do you want to start with, food or music?
I want to start with music.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay, music. Well, there's a summer camp music festival in Three Sisters Park, but that's not necessarily in the city. But it's a huge deal because it actually started yesterday and it goes through Sunday. But it's a lot of music. It's kind of like a Lollapalooza type thing, you know, a bunch of stages, all kinds of performances throughout these few days. But it's a good time. About 10,000 people, I guess, go every year. So that's pretty big.
That is.
Mm-hmm. But also in terms of music, Live on the Lake, this is something that Navy Pier hosts in their Miller Lite Beer Garden. And they have free live music every Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So tonight it starts at 5:30. Saturday and Sunday it will start at 2. But it's a great way to just have free fun, listen to music outside, and I'm sure you can enjoy a beer.
On Sundays, well, it says here that we're going to have International Pier Sounds featuring DJ Papa G.
Yeah, sounds. I hear he's great.
DJ Papa G. Yeah. And
that doesn't sound international. That sounds like North Side.
Yeah.
Like the guys I went to high school with. DJ Papa G.
Then also, touring world music groups and local reggae bands, including Jizzy. Or do you call them Gizzy? I don't know.
That's probably a good question.
Jizzy. I'm going to go with Jizzy. It's more fun to say. Hurricane. That's a separate one.
Oh, gosh. Well, this is like you reading the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. You've got three more I don't think you're going to get.
Indica and Kofi and the New Roots.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. Well, there's going to be drinks. That's all you need to know about that.
It's free.
Yeah.
That's also the big thing.
Oh, you know what's happening this weekend? I always forget that this happens this weekend. The Belmont Sheffield Music mm-hmm. Fest. That's a good one.
Totally a good one.
Yeah. That's on Sheffield between Belmont and Roscoe.
Yes. So, again, a bunch of vendors out there, lots of food, music, and just... I hear they have karaoke, too. So,
good.
In between all the performances...
Are you going to throw yourself into that?
Me?
Yeah.
Nah.
All right.
I don't want to embarrass myself too much out there.
All right. Cirque du Soleil is at Soldier Field.
Yeah, obviously the big tent out there. If you've been driving by on Lakeshore Drive or even Columbus, it's hard to miss. But that's going to be there for a while. That's there till July 6th. But I hear the show is amazing. I haven't been able to see it, but everyone that's gone has been raving about it.
I suggest this. I've gone to a couple of those Cirque du Soleil tent shows.
Yeah.
The best thing you can do, and again, you know, I don't do the marijuana, but the best thing you can do is to get stoned for those because, and you know, and I'm to the kids too, because it moves, it's so bizarre that, yeah. And quite honestly, the narrative storylines mm-hmm. kind of dark, they're kind of weird. They're sort of like, wait a second, is that really what I think is happening?
Right.
It's almost like Game of Thrones. I think that's his sister. Is that his sister? And so, but it's really bright and interesting, and it mm-hmm. moves, and people are flying in the air, and you're not sure how they're doing it, and it's really wild.
The skill set is phenomenal.
Oh, yes, yeah.
It is.
Very impressive.
It is. And this is not how the John Williams thing goes, is it? John Williams
no,
doesn't tell people
quite.
To get stoned before they go to the... All right, okay. Mm-mm. And then the Chicago Gaelic Park Irish Fest.
Yeah, that's actually going on today, tomorrow, and Sunday. But that's in Oak Forest, but it's another great opportunity to kind of get involved with the culture, eat a bunch of food, listen to a bunch of music, you know, theater, dance type related things. It's just another great thing going on that you can kind of step away from Memorial Day centered
All right.
themes.
Why are you laughing about Irish Fest?
Bro? I just think because what immediately comes to mind when you think of Irish Fest?
Cranking beers.
Like, right. Immediately think about the incredible. I like how completely responsible Lauren was in saying, well, you know, we should get in touch with the culture. And like in America, when you think about the Irish culture, you're thinking, all right, Guinness, you're thinking whiskey, you're thinking, once we're past St. Patrick's Day, the whole thing is just about getting drunk.
That's just funny. Add that to the unlimited free carnival rides, and you just got a mess. But
and a shillelagh, man. You know, somebody, like, they go, oh, let me show you a shillelagh. And the next thing you know, another guy's hitting another guy over the head with it. And it's like, oh, what's going on here? All right. Well, we wish everybody in Oak Forest the best.
And then what about the Mole Fest?
Yeah, so that's also going on right now. Mole de Mayo, that's over in Pilsen right now. So 18th has been closed between Ashland and Loomis. But again, a great opportunity to kind of get involved with the culture. There's
that could get messier than the Irish thing.
That's true.
Because really it would be cerveza fria, mi amigo.
And then tequila.
And, right. And the next thing you know, you're bringing the shillelagh up from Oak Forest. And you're like, ah, come here. It says here there's an open, open air mercado or market, as they say. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, it's like, okay, I got it. All right. It's an open air mercado. Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, aside from the food, they also have two stages for entertainment. So music, DJs, dancing.
Will Papa G be there?
He's doing a twofer.
Got to go head over to Mole Fest.
Hey.
How did he end up with it? I mean, with all the rapper names taken by the time he got, yeah, like, they
sort
handed
of
his
uncreative
out. Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm rapper Papa, I'm DJ Papa G. And you're like, really?
Kind of sounds like Papa John's.
Was F the taken and you had to go with G?
Hey, yo, Papa G, how you doing? Here to spin some records for you.
I would like to meet Papa H.
He just rolled the categories dice. He's like, okay, what am I getting?
I get to see Papa G.
Yeah.
In my head.
God bless him. Yeah. I can too.
Yeah, you
yeah,
can. Actually.
I can too. Yeah.
Go ahead and Google him. Yeah. That's exactly what you think.
Good. That's what I want. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I kind of imagine.
Tell me he's got a gold chain on.
Yeah, and I imagine it's kind of a bigger guy. Yeah. Is it a bigger guy?
Bigger guy.
Bigger guy, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is he wearing a hat?
Yeah, a hat. Definitely see a DJ, like a mixing hat. You know, like one of those like floppy hat kind of hats that's got the ear things coming out of the top of it. So it's like a hat and earphones all at the same time.
Like he's cold? There's a lot of facial hair and a lot of hair.
Hair.
That's what I was thinking.
So the hat might mess up the hair. And the picture, the featured picture, he doesn't have the hat. But
you can smell his cologne through the picture.
Chain, wearing a chain around the neck.
A lot of brute or something.
Yeah.
Chains, tats, jewelry. He does
tats,
have jewelry.
Tats, mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I imagine a lot of tats. Sleeves, right? I mean, is his forehead?
The beginnings of.
Is his forehead, does it say Papa G on his forehead?
Nope, okay. Not yet.
How about his neck? You know, that neck tattoo.
Yeah.
That's always something. When you see that, the front neck tattoo, and then you're going, oh, my God, did you get that in prison? All right. Well, he's supposed to be great. He is supposed
to
be great. So we'll see what transpires there. All right. I've said enough.
Okay.
Lauren, again, thank you for doing this. I know you do this for John Williams on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to prove that we're a little different. That's all. And I think we've done that. Let's check in now with Kim. What's coming up at the top of the hour?
Sentencing today for the Wisconsin man charged with kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and killing her parents.
All right, Kim Gordon is in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN. She's standing by, and she's got headlines, and she's got news stories, and she's got... what is the craziest story ever, the Jamie Kloss kidnapper and killer of the parents, and that story just unraveled like 6 weeks ago, right? And they've already sentenced the guy to life in prison.
Oh no, I think it's been longer than that. That he pleaded guilty in March, but you know the whole thing happened in October.
Yeah,
pretty quickly.
Yeah, that was very. I mean, that's all they do in Wisconsin fast, you know, because they got nothing better to do. But it's good. That was that seems like a more details in the news. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, Paul Bryan is going to be here, our old friend, and Dan Hampton, one of the top Chicago Bears in history, will be joining us. Talk about something, how you can come out and meet him and place he's going to be. But first, I tell you this. WGN, no longer on the CLTV. Probably better that way.
Probably better, sure.
The way things have been going today. Mm-hmm. My behavior on this show has been Well, somewhere between despicable and reprehensible. I'm not sure where. Can actually where it actually lays in, but it's one of those two. Paul Bryan is with us, our old friend. Paul Bryan has I grew up listening to Paul Bryan on the radio. He loves it when I say that.
Thank you. Thank you. How long have we been friends, not counting today?
and Paul and I, you know, worked together. Paul started here at WGN.
Uh-huh. I did.
Right?
Yeah.
You're a big deal.
Yeah. When the earth was cooling.
Yes.
It was.
Well, you said you launched that studio over on Tribune Tower.
We were just talking about that. The old studio right on the street down there I did the first show in that studio and renamed it the Whiplash Studio because it was a beautiful spring day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the problem is it's very distracting in there because people walk by. And then every once in a while, somebody will drop their pants and stick something against the window.
I know. That happened. I said that people would always peer through the window constantly. Like
now if somebody walks by these windows, that's going to be even more distracting.
Well, I'll tell you something. If somebody walks by these windows, all of those things that they in the Book of Revelations are happening at that moment anyways. It just doesn't matter.
You just give up.
Yeah, it just is what it is. Paul, before we get started, I want to say this because we want to talk about this big race weekend, international race weekend.
What?
Biggest in the world. You got in Indianapolis and also in Monaco.
Yeah.
Not Mike Monaco, the actual principality thereof.
He actually owns it though, doesn't he?
I believe he does.
I think he does.
But let me remind you that we are giving away tickets, a trip for two, and tickets to the game where the Blackhawks open up their season against the Flyers in Prague, the Czech Republic.
All right. Those are my people.
Yep. And you can listen to the Steve Cochran Show weekdays through Thursday, June 6th at 7:40 a.m. Start listening Monday at 7:40, Tuesday at 7:40 a.m. All right.
I do that anyway.
All right. So at 7:40. And then you'll hear a sounder.
Boom.
How do you know how the sounder sounds?
I don't know.
Czechoslovakian beer steins clinking.
No, don't, because that would be contest fraud. Don't say that.
Can't make up rules. We've got a very strict legal orders in this copy we have.
God,
don't change that dial. Cochran will also give you a window of when you want to make sure you're listening again during the Rokan show with Anna DeVlantis to hear that sounder again.
Okay.
I would like to know who wrote this.
I know.
I would like to talk to the lawyer and the lawyer's assistant who wrote this.
And they all need a brand muffin.
Be the specified number caller to dial in for the chance to win a Blackhawks fan package. This is like IKEA instructions. This is what I'm reading here.
It's so true. It's like you need a guy to come in and do it for you.
And then that includes four tickets to the Blackhawks convention, signed replica jersey, signed hockey stick, and a signed puck and photo, and you'll be qualified to win the trip for two to Prague.
That's where Hoss is from, isn't it?
We'll award eight. Wait, I'm not done with the rules.
Oh, geez,
we'll award eight qualifying packages, and the grand prize winner from all qualifiers will be announced on Friday, June 7th at 7:40 a.m. during the Steve Cochran Show.
Nice.
Complete details, including official rules at WGNRadio.com.
You mean those weren't the complete details?
You know what? We're going to do this in Z copy. Okay. I'm going to go next door. We're going to record this, and that's how we're going to do this from this point forward. Because when I meet the lawyers who wrote this, I am going to give them a piece of my mind.
Sure.
All right.
I think
now,
you should.
Paul. First of all, it's 103rd running of the Indianapolis 500. Two days ago, we had Jim Cornelison in, who's singing back home in Indiana.
Did a great job. I mean, Jim Cornelison singing that, why? But obviously when, Gomer Pyle died, they needed to.
I think he preferred Jim Neighbors, whatever. Yeah.
And Jim came in and everybody went, holy shnikes,
he could do it.
Fabulous.
Yeah, he could do it. I hate that song, by the way. I mean,
you hear it once
ridiculous.
A year.
That's one too many times. Yeah, because it's like, it's so like Oklahoma. It's like that old Broadway kind of, it's like just over the top.
You're a horse guy. When you go to the Kentucky Derby, do you not want to hear My Old Kentucky Home?
No, you know why? Because My Old Kentucky Home is, by the way, Gather the Slaves. My Old Kentucky Home is basically a song that is about how fabulous it is to own other humans.
Is that the lyrics, really?
That's what read the lyrics.
I don't know. I've never studied it.
A couple things in those lyrics that are like
troubling. I just think about a guy sitting around with, you know, a jacket on and, you know, some KFC. Mm-hmm. And he's good.
Yeah, that, or bourbon is what I'm trying to think okay. about. Yeah, I'm trying to think about that. All right, let's. So this year, it's moved over to NBC after being on ABC for 50 years.
Forever.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Jim McKay, I think, was the first one who did it at ABC.
It is. We talked about this last year. Last year was my first time going down there. It is. You got to put it on your bucket list if you have not been there. It's really an amazing day. It's just a fun festival, and the people are very lovely. But that when that race starts, you cannot believe the speed and skill that everybody has.
I'm just thinking about it now, and I get goosebumps. And I've seen it a jillion times. It never fails to ignite that feeling.
Yeah.
Inside.
What do you love? I mean, the sounds, the sights. I mean, what are you looking at?
I love the tradition, number one. Mm-hmm. The sound is good now. It was better in years past with a different engine formula.
It's not that loud. It sounds loud. I mean, it's not loud. I mean, you should wear ear protection, but it's not loud like it used to be. It used to be deafening.
Just mm-hmm. like linen ripping. It was just fabulous.
It's a great sound for Paul Bryan. It really is. He's got that as your ringtone.
He's writing the script for 55 Shades of Grey right now. So anyway, go ahead.
I said linen, not silk.
Yeah. All right. So it is a beautiful. Yeah. There's something when you're sitting in the stands, and those cars, especially early in the race when there's lots of them and they're jammed together,
mm-hmm.
those cars come off turn four, and they're on a bank, right? They're
12 degrees.
There's
actually 12.5.
It's big. They're just like on a wall. They're getting sucked up onto a wall as they're making that turn, and it is. Just such a beautiful sight. And those cars are gorgeous.
Yeah, they are. They really are.
How close do you get to them if you're not like a Paul Bryan kind of person?
As close as you want.
Yeah, you don't want to be any closer than
No,
that.
I mean before the race or after the race. Just get to see.
Pretty controlled atmosphere mm-hmm. for most fans. If you've got some kind of connection, you should be able to work your way into Gasoline Alley and take a look at the cars there. But they move them out so early in the morning now. I mean, it's, 12:45 start for the race?
Eastern.
So the cars will be out there an easy hour and a half before the race. So if you've got some kind of connect, it can get you into the garage. But you got to remember that there are some pretty nervous guys in that garage area in the morning.
Yeah.
And they don't want you going, hey, look at that car. You know?
Right.
So,
right.
But they have all kinds of stuff back there for the fans that they get to.
Yeah.
The Indy Experience. You go onto the infield and there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
There's a band on the infield.
You can get pretty close. And there are some interactive displays as well where you can actually get into a car and see what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
The museum at Indianapolis is
fabulous.
Fabulous.
And we both use the word fabulous. I'm worried about us.
Fantastic.
I would say this, though. You can go, you know, during the race, because the race takes 3 hours. So during the race, you can on the grandstand side, you can walk right up to the fence.
Huh.
And it's amazing. And they're going right past you. You know, you'd be shocked at how close you're actually. Now, the thing is, you don't see it because they're moving so fast. When you're staring at them, if you're that close, it's just a blur.
Think of it this way. 220 miles an hour, roughly 225, is about a football field per second.
Ooh.
So think about that. And a lap at Indy now is about 40 seconds, roughly. So, you know, they're cooking.
Yeah,
I mean it's moving. It's really something to be that close to something that fast.
Hmm.
Normally, to see something that fast, it's like road ditching on waiting for someone to pick up the dinner tab.
Oh, really?
You put one across my bow, Brett.
What's happening?
You put it across my bow. Was that a shot at you? Well, he said since he was a boy, he was listening to me.
I did hear that. That was not a good opener.
Although, no one will believe that, because if there's any guy who ever gets stuck with the check, I hold the North American record for getting stuck with the check.
I think you do.
He's actually got super glue on his Levi's. He's sitting there, 6,000
consecutive checks that I have been stuck with.
I would vouch for that and say that I've seen that in action.
All right, stay right there.
You're very generous.
Paul Bryan, if you would like to hear Paul Bryan now and even see him, his turn, her turn.
Yes.
Right? Explain what it is.
I work with a woman from Buffalo, New York. Her name is Lauren Fix. She's known as the car coach, and she and I have been doing this series for a long time. Easiest way to get us is just to go to our subscription channel on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Reviews of new cars, trucks, sport utilities, whatever, and special features that pop up called "What the Hell Is Paul Eating Now?"
So if you want to, if you're in the market for a car, it's a great thing to do because you review everything from the highest end to the consumer car.
Yes.
Right? And the little electrics, the big things, the big whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah.
I refuse to take him in my Chevy Blazer.
Why? It's a great car.
Beautiful car.
Beyond great.
Yeah.
I think it's too good for you.
Hi, Joe Alfie.
Did you go to Lane Tech High School? Are you a Lane?
No, listeners.
Lions Township. Okay.
And then I went to my snobby little prep school where Ro and I competed against each other.
Did you wear a cravat like Ro?
Yes.
Fancy shoes?
Yes.
He actually did wear a cravat. I actually have never worn a cravat. He has worn a cravat. That's the damnedest thing.
And
he
looks like the Niedermeyer.
I've seen pictures of him from back there right before he went in the Army. He looked like Niedermeyer.
Oh.
He had the whole thing going. It's really bad. All right.
You too.
All right. Don't anybody move. Cam, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
More flight cancellations in the middle of the busy summer travel season. We'll tell you why.
Traffic being brought to you by PermaSeal Basement Systems.
And then there's this. They're Chicago. They're real. Watch Dan Ponce, Lauren Jiggets, Larry Potash, and Robin Baumgarten. Get real in the morning with the WGN-TV Morning News Team. It's all weekdays 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WGN-TV.
Paul Bryan, I just want to say officially goodbye to him. Still here. He's asleep.
Well, I wish he'd stay. He should stay.
Something you want to tell me?
Why are you trying to kick him out,
I'm just saying that, Paul, just before we do kick you out, obviously Indianapolis 500 is on Sunday, but then the Monaco Grand Prix is also running this weekend.
Yeah, but that's going to be decided tomorrow.
Is there anybody who's ever done both?
Not Monaco and Indy. They've done the Charlotte NASCAR race.
Right, it was the Coca-Cola, right? Indy and then the Coca-Cola. Whatever that was.
World 600 or something.
Yeah, that's the craziest thing in the world. You do 500 miles in the morning, and then under the lights, you're in Charlotte driving those cars. The best athletes, man. People discount car drivers. They are spectacular.
I have a solution for increasing the visibility of motor racing, and that's to make sure that IndyCar drivers and Formula One drivers wear jock straps from now on, because then they would be. Please listen to my logic; it makes perfect sense. Then the sportscasters who actually don't know from shinola about the sports from the local sports folks would actually report on them because they would have the proper equipment.
And they'd be able to hold their jockstrap or not be able to hold their jockstrap. I didn't know. I thought that's where he was going with it. All right. Ro Khan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Stay tuned for my reading of the rules for Pucks and Prague.
It's a beautiful thing to behold.
Listen to win a trip for two. Which is the name of the contest, according to the lawyers here.
Pucks and Prague.
Yes. I could have worked with them on this.
Yeah. You would have done it. You would have edited this.
On a titling.
Ro's been criticizing the contest all afternoon.
The contest is amazing.
The pitching of the whole contest, I guess, or the rules.
Yes. Listen.
Contest is amazing.
Yeah,
it's
unbelievable. Sure. You're going to Prague.
It's huge.
To go watch the Hawks take on the Flyers.
It's right? Just when you read the rules for the first time on the air just about an hour ago, it didn't come across that well. We weren't sure what was happening.
That was just awful. So, yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, Dan Hampton is with us right now. We love him. He's, mm-hmm. he's a member of the WGN family, has been forever and ever and ever, and is doing an important event here, and I'm going to tell you all about it in just a second. But congratulations on the being in that pantheon of the greatest 100 players ever to wear a Bears uniform. It was... obviously, you know, we all knew that Walter Payton, who you played with for many years, was going to be the greatest. But what an interesting list, right? I mean, it's just, it was crazy when you go through some of those names.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on with you. And by the way, I feel like I'm kind of poaching here because your dear friend Ed Obradovich normally visits with you and Anna, and it's kind of strange in a way, but I do appreciate you having me on. I will tell you this, that a number of my teammates have contacted me, and there's some grousing about the placement. There's some guys that were kind of shocked and happy, and some guys not so happy, but hey, it's nice to be remembered, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, if I would have played in Tampa Bay or Seattle, it would have been a lot easier to hit the top 10. But here in Chicago, there's 28 guys in the Hall of Fame. You got some, tough batters on, that you got to go through.
That's what I wanted to ask you, Hamp. What's it like looking at this list? I mean, it's just not that we needed a reminder about the rich history of the Bears, but it's just amazing how many great players have been a part of this organization.
Well, it truly is. And, I'm blessed to have been a part of not only this franchise, as the great OB says, the footing and foundation of the NFL, but to be able to play with, a special team at a special time. And, of course, I got to play 9 years with the guy at the top, Walter. So, you look at the names. I mean, like Red Grange and Bronco Nagurski. And I mean, it's folklore.
Right.
And just to be included, hey, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The biggest beef I hear from Chicago sports fans is Brian Urlacher at number 14. He seems to be the one that people feel the most strongly and most passionately that he belonged a lot higher for his contributions to this team. Do you agree with that?
Again, it's a subjective list. It's in the opinion of a couple of guys I know quite well. Brian was, he's in the Hall of Fame. He's a great player. If I'm not mistaken, a lot of those guys in the top 10, they won championships. You know, Brian got to a Super Bowl. They didn't win. Maybe that has something to do with it. All I know is our era, we spawned not only a lot of great seasons, but a lot of players, they played a long time. Brian played a long time. He had a core, he and Lance Briggs and Olin Krutz, all great players, great, great players.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly how they determined, the placement, the voting, but I do know, like I said, that you could match this list against any other team and everybody else would pale.
The one thing I want to say, though, that's really important. You played on, not just arguably, statistically, the mm-hmm. greatest defense that ever played in the NFL, in the modern era of the NFL. I don't know. There might have been something from some of these. There's some names on this list. I'm like, when were they on the team? They were from like 100 years ago.
Glad it's not just me.
But that's it's an important point that your team, that 1980, from about 83 on, but that defense just became insanely great, and the 85 Bears, of course, the greatest of all times, and it's just got to be a moment when you stop and you think about at least once every Sunday there is a reference on one of the telecasts in the NFL about your defense. So pretty great. Pretty great moment.
Yeah, and that's one thing about Urlacher. You know, we still are, you know, that was 30 years ago. But, you know, Urlacher played 10 years ago, and there's a lot of people that may not remember our era, or even, you know, Ed Obradovich and Butkus and Buffon and their great defense. The 85 team still to this day has, I guess you could, you know, go to these lists. I think our team was voted 3 years ago. It was voted the greatest team in NFL history. We had a 30 for 30 done on the team that obviously commemorated that. But you know, the great thing about that defense was that it wasn't a one or two or three or five guy deal. It was the whole defense. The whole defense was special. And you know, three guys on the defensive line made all pro. All three linebackers made all pro. Three different safeties made all pro. So, you know, it was an embarrassment of riches when you start lining guys up. And I talked to Bill Parcells, who coached a long time in the NFL, and it was like last November. And he had some special teams with Lawrence Taylor and those guys. But he said, hey. And this is what's really cool is, you know, when you're a little kid and you say, oh, I want to be like that guy or this guy. Well, everybody in the league, they wanted to be like the Bears, and we were the template. And that in itself is pretty heady stuff when you're talking to guys. And Bill Belichick, I saw him a couple of years ago, and they all kind of shake their head and said, it's the best we ever saw. So In a way, that's high praise from a lot of the people that absolutely would know.
Hamp, we had a chance to talk to Jared Payton yesterday, and he's got so many great stories about his dad. You got any stories you like to tell about Walter playing with him for almost a decade
that you can tell
on live radio?
last summer, I think they were selling his Porsche. And somebody said something about it. I said, whoever gets it, good. I'll never get in it again. I got in it one time with him. We're doing 100 miles an hour in second gear in Lake Forest. And I said, let me out. And I walked the last two blocks back to Hallis Hall. I wanted out of that thing. he was full of life. It's tragic. He was basically emblematic of what we were. You know, we had great toughness, but a great spirit. And I think it's why a lot of people still identify with that team. We didn't care who made what. We didn't care who played where. We just wanted to put knots on your head and win.
Yeah.
And you know, you can say what you want, but, yeah, it came from Ditka. It came from Buddy Ryan. And when I got there, Doug Plank and Gary Fensick were notorious for being, you know, violent headhunters. And the rest of us, hey, what about us? We wanted to be like that. And Richard Dent, Notice, and Steve McMichael, and Fridge, everybody, it was almost like, oh, yeah, you think that's good? Wait till the next play. Watch me. And
yeah.
And that's what you get. You know, it's a rising tide, and the teams, you know, that had to play us, they didn't enjoy it. You know, 20, 30 years later, I still run into people and they say, I'll tell you this, the week we played you guys, our coaches were in panic mode. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to prepare.
Yeah.
And that in itself, you know, I mean, it's really cool stuff to hear.
High praise.
And, but you know, I mean, but think about this, you know, Bronco Nagurski was a running back and they put him at guard. And then in 1945, they had to, you know, they got in the playoffs and they needed a running back to put him back. I mean, that was legendary stuff. And then in the 60s, the 63 championship team with OB and all the guys and Richie Pettibone and Doug Atkins and these guys, they were bigger than life. And the Bears, you know, when I got here, we were already known as the monsters of the Midway.
Right.
And
no,
you know what?
About it.
We looked at each other's, you know, each other in the locker room. We said, "Hey, we're the monsters. Let's go out there and prove it." And it was great to have to play it at such a high standard week after week.
You know, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Doug Plank, because Doug Plank laid the greatest hit I have ever seen in the history of the NFL in the Snow Bowl game, the Bears taking down the Giants to make the playoffs. They had to win this game. And in New Jersey. And it was snowy. You couldn't get your footing. And Plank literally went horizontal to the ground. He launched himself from about 5 yards away from the receiver, and he was like a missile going into the guy. And now today they would have not only called a 15-yard penalty, they would have had him arrested and taken off the field in handcuffs. But it was just to my eye, and at that moment, that was emblematic of Chicago Bears football. You know, not
well, good. And you know what? The game has changed. We all know why. You know, they're trying to, sure, you know, minimize injuries and all that. And I understand it. But I got to tell you, that's pro football. And Plank was like that. I'll never forget my rookie year. It's raining crazy, and so we have to go inside a basketball gym to practice. And we're in tennis shoes and shorts. And anyway, they run a pass play, and Plank lays out a receiver where it's Brian Bashnagel. And as he's helping him up, he goes, "Oh, Bash, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was you." He played college ball with Bashnagel, and he didn't know it. They ran the same play. Plank whacked him, and then he said, "That time I knew it was you, Brian."
That's awesome. All right, don't forget, the Bears 100 Celebration Weekend is June 7th through the 9th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. If people want to come out, they're going to do a bunch of members, the surviving members, obviously, this list. A number of them are going to be out there. It's going to be a great, great, great weekend. So get out there if you can and enjoy it. And just in 10 seconds, because we've spent all this time, do you think the Bears are a deep playoff team this year?
Yes, I do, but it's going to be tough. They can't sneak up on anybody. They got to get a new defensive coordinator kind of broke in. But this year, the offense has to do their part. If they do, now we're talking getting deep in the playoffs.
Yeah. All right. Very good. That's a tough schedule, man. It's the toughest schedule I have ever seen. But
I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's going to be something. All right, thank you very much.
But that's what happens. When you're good, you got to crank it up, and I think they will.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Hampton.
Thanks, we'll talk to you. There he goes, Dan Hampton, the great Dan Hampton.
He's got me pumped for football.
I know. That just got me pumped right there, what he just said. I like that.
All right, let's check in with Kim Gordon. What's going on in the news?
Safety front and center for Mayor Lightfoot as she prepares for her first Memorial Day weekend in the city.
Northwestern Medicine Newsroom is busy on a getaway Friday, but it's a crazy getaway Friday.
It is.
And it's 5 o'clock, so not that the fun hasn't already ensued on the program. I've made a commitment.
I hope
you people are ready for this. The Summer Fridays, this being the first official Summer Friday of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the world explodes, and even if it does, probably better yet, not to, do anything of great substance on the Friday shows.
Substance-free Fridays.
Substance-free Fridays, yes. Now, I will say this, that some of it has to do with the fact that we have fun-filled Thursday nights. I will admit that I think that's part of the problem here.
Thirsty Thursdays.
Yeah. But just letting you know.
All right.
Okay.
Let's try it out. See how it goes.
So we've got that. We got a fun Carnarvon wagon. We got a fun Top 5 at 5. We got a really fun Live Music Friday. And Kevin Powell's then going to be hosting the Sox pregame show. I can't wait. Cannot wait for all of this. Stay right here. Back in two. Go ahead. Concho with Anna DeVlantis, 720 WGN.
Happy rainy Memorial Day weekend to
you. Yay! K-Pow is going to be hosting the White Sox pregame show tonight.
Oh, awesome.
I'm going to do it in a creepy DJ version. White Sox pregame.
Try that. See how that works.
Switch it up. I'm sure the White Sox will love that.
Yeah.
And DJ got a call coming up right after that.
Stay close.
Stay close.
Stay close, my favorite line. Oh. Because everyone who says stay close, you don't want to stay close to.
Do 30 minutes
stay
of
close.
That.
Oh, please don't. Please.
Please don't.
Yeah, Chicago White Sox baseball right here, WGN. He doesn't know anything. Creepy DJ doesn't know anything right. about right. baseball. All he knows is the call letters. And he doesn't know what to do. Like, when there's no music playing, so uh-huh. not to talk up a record or anything.
There's no post.
Doesn't know what to do.
He just knows spitting, tobacco, grab your crotch before you step into the batter's box.
Right. There's going to be a lot of balls flying tonight at the old ballpark.
Ew.
I got pucks in Prague. Stay close. I should have him read the rules.
Oh, perfect.
Yes, I'm going to do that.
We've got the new rules for the Pucks and Progs contest, yeah, yes. And this is it's not easy.
All right. We got to get to the top five, though, too.
All right.
So, hold on. I'll just do it. I'll do this in 30 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, something. Chicago Blackhawks over their 2019-20 season. Czech Republic on Friday, October 4th. Against the Flyers. We want to send you to the game. Listen to Steve Cochran's show weekdays, Thursday through Thursday, June 6th at 7:40 a.m. to hear a sounder. That's radio for a sound. Don't change that dial. Cochran will also give you a window of when you want to make sure you're listening again during the Rokon show with Anna DeVlantis. Hear that sounder again. Be the specified number caller to dial in for your chance to win a Blackhawks fan package. Includes four tickets to the Blackhawks convention, signed replica jersey, signed hockey stick, signed puck, and a photo. Oh, and you'll be qualified to win that trip for two to Prague.
Do you know where that is?
I had no idea. Actually, I thought it was Prague.
But there's a pronunciation there that he was able to interpret.
We'll award 8 qualifying packages, and the grand prize winner from all qualifiers will be announced on Friday, June 7th, 7:40 a.m. on the Steve Cochran Show. Complete details, including official rules at WGNradio.com/contest.
See, it was written for Cheesy DJ. That's the issue with that copy. It was all
got it worked out
for him.
See how that worked
out?
That
was the best read we've heard so far.
I don't
on
think
that one.
I don't think Lauren's met Cheesy DJ yet.
I don't want to meet Cheesy DJ.
Thank you. Don't take any photos with him.
He's the wrap around the waist kind of guy. He does the Taylor Swift thing. Yeah. Remember that DJ that kind of did that thing?
We used to just call that dancing fingers. That's what it did.
His hands are always sweaty.
And he's always shorter than he appears to be. Like in all the publicity photos, he's like super tall, and then you meet him, and he's like 5'2", and so he's really coming up to sort of mid sternum on most adults.
We have a request for Creepy Uncle and Creepy DJ to do a segment today.
I want to say
awfully hard.
I heard a little bit of Creepy Uncle in Creepy DJ today, and I got a little freaked out. All right, let's do this.
Let's get started.
That's most important. It's the top five on the Rokon Show. Five. Let's go.
3, 2, 1. Now, it's the top 5 at 5 on the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number 5.
Second day in a row. This is kind of interesting that Lori Lightfoot, along with all of her, you know, security command staff people, right, Superintendent Johnson and a bunch of other people in uniforms, you know, serious looking men and women standing behind her, talk about how this weekend we are not going to let this kind of crap happen in this city.
We have to work diligently every day to reduce the number of people who are picking up guns to resolve petty disputes. We want people to survive the weekend. We want there to be a reduction in shots, because it's not just the people who are directly affected, it's the ripple effect across the communities. If people don't feel like they can go to the beach or come downtown or walk down their street or just be in their house without safety, we are giving up everything to chaos. So the goal is to be as diligent as we possibly can, to be all in, and for all of us to take ownership of our safety.
All right.
Well, you know, I know the official word on this stuff is the weather doesn't affect crime and there's no, you know, official link between the two. But all this rain, you got to think, is going to help. And, you know, you hope so.
I don't know why they do that.
I don't know why they always say it.
I've never understood the sensible reason for them lying about that. That, you know, a beautiful summer, especially the hotter the summer day, but a beautiful summer day, the bullets are in the air.
It's true.
Again, on 8% of the blocks in the city, primarily, but it's still, It's crazy.
And you talk to police officers, you know, off the record where they're not speaking for broadcast, and a lot of them will tell you that. They'll say, sure, there's a link there. But they did do some raids in advance of this weekend with the feds and the Chicago police in order to sort of stem some of the gang-affiliated organized crime. They went and made some arrests, so 100 people arrested. 60 prior convicted felons in advance of the Memorial Day weekend.
Well, that's a good move. Get people off the street. Speaking of that, listen to this one.
Number four.
Mayor Chuck Espy of Clarksdale, Mississippi, is prepared to spend thousands of dollars of his own money in order to relocate criminals. He wants to get the criminals out of his town. The hope is he's going to pay them to leave. He's also asking businesses to contribute to the Moving Assistance Fund.
We are talking directly to three groups of people. Number one, drug dealers. Number two, gang members. And any wannabe criminals in the city of Clarksdale. Moving Fund is as deep as the mayor's pockets. The only thing that I can tell you right now, I'll fund it up to $10,000 and we'll go from there. So I'm looking for other business entities, other private philanthropists to step up to the plate.
I think Lori Lightfoot sitting in her office going, what did I think of that?
Let's see.
Oh my God!
One-way tickets to somewhere else? Could we offer them that?
Let's think about where we want to send them.
Yeah, where would you send them?
I don't know. That's it. I gotta think of towns that I absolutely hate. St. Louis, that's one.
So how about Wisconsin? Aren't there a few
Green
targets
Bay.
There?
Yeah, Green Bay, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, Kim.
I wasn't biting on that.
She doesn't take the bait all the time.
She's really good.
Come on.
She's really good at not taking the bait. I want to send to that town in downstate Illinois where they're like, you know what, we're going to secede from the state of Illinois. Because we don't want to be in Chicago. Chicago is nothing but criminals and, well, black people. And we need to secede from Chicago because they're just, they're going to ruin the whole state. And I'm thinking to myself, what in the hell is that guy thinking? So I would like to send our criminals down there to his fair town.
It's a good suggestion.
Yeah. All right. I like that guy. I like Mayor Espy. He's a man. Listen, you got to have a plan. And it all starts with a plan. It was a simple plan. We'll see if it works. I kind of doubt it.
I don't think so.
All right. But I got to tell you, the downtown here, I mean, I have never seen, especially along the beaches, like North Avenue Beach, there are police command vehicles. There are,
they're ready.
I mean, they've got the place surrounded. And there's 14 people on the beach right now because it's raining and kind of cold.
Nothing will happen on the beaches.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Let's hope. All right, we'll get to your 3-2-1. But first, Kim, what's coming up in the news?
The unofficial start to summer looks to be a wet and stormy one.
Top 5 at 5 continues.
Number 3.
All right. Now it's personal. J.B. Pritzker wants to raise the tax on beer and hard cider in Illinois by 21%.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Is right. Hold on a second.
That'll sober you up on a Memorial Day weekend. 21%.
What? 21%! He's trying to fill a $40 million budget hole. First of all, we here at the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Powell and Lauren Lapka and Kim Gordon, we consider beer to be a food group.
A necessity.
A daily vitamin.
Yes. It's not just, you know, it's a sin tax. No, there's nothing sinful about it.
Mm-mm. We need
it. It's the flag on top of the food pyramid.
That's exactly right. And we're not alone. Here's Charles St. Clair, owner of Black Horizons Brewery, and he says, hey, wait a minute!
We have to stay competitive. That's the important thing, because we have to price our beer to be competitive with the 5 or 6 breweries that are around us. We, within about a 2 mile, 2 to 3 mile distance, we have literally 4 breweries around us. If this excise tax happens, we can't just raise our prices to make up for that tax. We're going to have to maintain our price where it is, because that keeps us competitive. So if we're selling a pint of beer for $8, we have to leave it at $8, because the brewery down the road is going to leave their beer at $8. So we can't start selling $10 beers when they're selling $8 beers. We'll just price ourselves out of the market. It just doesn't make fiscal sense.
Damn right.
Right. I didn't understand
what
a word
he said.
But I'm going to say this.
I was just angry the whole time listening.
Right, right. I know.
Yeah.
All I know is that you do not touch my beer.
When it comes to wine and beer, there's no fiscal responsibility.
Right. I like beer.
What about Squee and PJ? What would they say about that?
You know what? We're going to march on the mansion. No, whatever they got down there.
Yeah.
And I'm me.
Whatever they got down there?
Down there in Springfield. I'm going to march. And it's going to be me and Squee and PJ and Cavs. And we are going to march because we are going to march for beer.
Stand up for what you believe in.
Right. Damn right. 21% excise tax on beer.
Forget the march. That's a good idea.
Well, whatever. It'll be more of a stumble than a march.
A tailgate to stay out. I like that, Kim. We'll shotgun beers. We'll do beer bongs.
Beer bongs,
right. Grill some beer brats.
Yes.
That's Wisconsin style, folks.
America was built on the backs of beer.
Damn right.
When the guys were putting together the Transcontinental Railroad, what do you think they did in the hot sun? They got drunk because you can only smash those rails together after you've had a few beers.
It's the most American thing I've ever heard.
Damn right.
Yeah.
It's an inspiration.
And it is un-American to think about raising the tax by 21%.
What would our founding fathers think?
Ashamed.
Yes.
Ashamed in us.
Ashamed, and also they'd want to know why it is that all of the slaves are free.
They'd be a little confused with society today. Let's not get them wrong, okay?
Wait a second. How's that possible, Thomas Jefferson? Don't ask me. All right. Checking. I'm so upset. I don't know what to do.
Number two.
Oh, the trailer is out for Terminator. Wait, what is this one called?
Terminator.
Terminator, Dark Fate. I'm so upset about the beer thing. I didn't read ahead. I stopped just on the script where it said that we're going to raise the beer taxes. Now it's interesting. You know, the original Terminator and Sarah Connor have not been together for almost 30 years. Now the trailer for the new movie is out, starring both Arnold Schwarzenegger and Linda Hamilton. Their upcoming release is technically the sixth installment in the series. It will be a direct continuation of the 1991 Terminator 2 Judgment Day movie.
Oh.
Essentially. Right? That's
very cool.
Last time they were together. It is going to be hitting theaters nationwide November 1st.
2 days ago, I had this nice, simple life. And now it's a nightmare.
Who are you?
My name is Sarah Connor. Never seen one like you before. Almost human.
I am human.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
Do you like those movies?
I like the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really. I don't know. How are our geeks on this?
I like the second one better.
Brian, I know, loves these movies. Yeah, the second one. I don't know. Early Schwarzenegger work. I liked it better when he was knocking out the housekeeper. That I thought. was his finest
be
work.
The geriatric version. Yeah, they're both.
All right,
both getting up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, that's unfortunate how I phrase that. All right, here we go, and finally,
number one.
I just never figured out how it was possible that Maria Shriver, a journalist, could not figure out that the baby that the housekeeper had looked just like Arnold. And he's a bodybuilder now. Have you seen the pictures of the kid? He just graduated from college or something.
He's spitting image of him now.
Yeah.
I don't know when he was a little kid, though. But did he look a lot like him? I guess he kind of did.
So you're doing one-finger push-ups in the Maria Shriver, investigative journalist. There's something unusual about this. All right, here we go. The selfie for grandma and grandpa, selfie school, has become a reality.
I don't take selfies that much. I like to think I'm better looking. That camera's too big.
See, look at it. That's you.
Oh, yeah.
That could be anybody.
Residents of the Greenfield of Geneva retirement community recently headed out to the selfie studio in Stratford Square to get hip with the kids.
Nice.
For nearly 2 hours, they learned how to shoot selfies with their smartphones and not break a hip.
So everybody take out your camera. We'll help you. We'll help you. That's okay. We'll help you with that, Joe. Yeah, you got it. Good. If you tap this button right here, you'll be able to reverse the camera. Hey, there you are. Push that button with one of your hands. So ready? 3, 2, 1. Woo!
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Who's oh, man. Sitting around so like, sweet. I have an idea, and it's a pretty good one.
Yeah. I don't think this is a good one.
No.
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 No. I think this. There's something bad's going to come out of this. And, you know.
Because if you only have a little bit of technology knowledge, sometimes you can get in trouble.
Yeah. Right. And then there's wanting to post that. And there's always going to be some Weisenheimer, you know, some like a greatest generation guy who's going to want to take a picture of his butt.
Right.
Right. Because he can.
The residents at the Greenfield of Geneva are going to start sending
sext messages.
Right.
Sextagenarian sexting. Septagenarian sexting. Octogenarian. Nonagenarian sexting. Oh, God. Oh, God.
What could go wrong?
Gladys, what is that?
I have so many dirty.
It looks very angry. Kim Gordon has the news brought to you by Townstone Financial. Wait, hold on. I got to close this thing up. Otherwise, it's not official.
The top five at five.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Yeah! Drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here? I want one bourbon, one shot, one beer, one bourbon.
Tastes great, makes women appear more attractive, and makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it, I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Kevin, I guess that's you from the way you're answering it. The name is unfamiliar. It's Bill Shacker. I just wanted to apologize once again. You're running off without saying the fondest of farewells. I love you. You're a great guy. And funny and perceptive and talented.
Yep, that was a voicemail on my phone from William Shatner. And he had everything right except for he was calling the wrong guy.
And it's too bad because he said some awfully nice things.
I know.
I love you.
I know.
I think he mentioned the word brilliant at one point.
Yes.
And it wasn't.
And I thought, I'm just thinking, all right, maybe I'm mishearing him. He was saying Rokon, not Kevin. And then I thought, well, he's not talking about Kevin Powell, is he? I mean, when did Kevin Powell hang out with Bill Shatner?
Guys, forgot to mention I'm besties with Bill.
Oh, yeah. And we have to call him Bill Shatner because that's what he called on my voicemail yesterday.
And we learned he's 88, too.
Yes, on the show, which is why he called my number when he was looking for this other guy.
Yes, it all comes together somehow.
Yeah, and we're still not 100% sure how William Shatner has my number, but he had it.
And he read it back to you 3 times.
Yes, he did. All right, so there's a podcast that explains that whole thing that's up at WGNradio.com, which is, honest to God, it is the craziest 2 hours of radio in years on this program, because we couldn't figure out what was going on. My phone's blowing up. It's William Shatner. And I'm like, I don't know why he's calling.
And he kept calling.
Yeah.
He needed to find Kevin. And he thought your phone number was Kevin's phone number.
Speaking of podcasts, Elizabeth Alfano is with us. And you know her. You love her from WGNRadio.com, WGN Plus, all those things, wherever the podcasting lives and all of that here. And you're at the very tippity top of the Tribune Tower, which is no longer called the Tribune Tower. 303 East Wacker. We should rename it, and they'll be very happy about that. But let's talk. You are all things that are plant-based. You're plant-based editor for WGN.
Yes, people like to call me the vegan in residence, so I'll take that. It's super fun to be that, so I get to talk about plant-based food, plant-based news, plant-based lifestyle.
What's plant-based news?
Oh my gosh. Well, let's talk about some things. So did you know that the Light Life Burger, which is going head-to-head with the Beyond Meat Burger, is in the meat case, and they are growing leaps and bounds, so much so that they are investing $310 million in Indiana to build the largest plant-based factory. It's only going to be plant-based production, 230,000 square feet, giving Indianaans, giving Hoosiers, 460 jobs in the heart of farm country.
The industry as a whole is exploding. And you've seen the stock prices charts. Beyond Meat hit was IPO'd and left Uber in its dust. I mean, nowhere near it. They think it's a $140 billion market in the next 10 years. It's growing, and it's not just vegans who are helping this area grow.
You are so right. So according to the Good Food Institute, which has its headquarters right here in Chicago for the Department of Innovation, the flexitarian market is the largest market. So that's the people who are saying, you know, I'm going to get into that Meatless Monday thing. Well, hold on. Feel Good Friday. I'm about that too. Let me work in more vegetables. So that's really the growing market. So if you're a marketer out there and you're interested in reaching those people, that's who you want to reach. According to data analytics, 22.5% of meat eaters are trying to work in more vegetables.
Is that you, Ro?
That's true. I mean, I don't eat meat exclusively. I actually have red meat, you know, fewer than 20, 30 times a week. So I'm pretty much
and you're crawling.
I'm down. I'm down to a good solid 15 times a week now from my high of 30.
How's that cholesterol, Ro?
It is what it is. You know, they've got drugs for that too. It is true. I have actually found myself, especially like I love Indian food, so I go to this place that it does this great southern. All vegetarian Indian food. So it's like, and I do dig that. But I also know that it's a growing thing. I have a friend who's just in, of course, from L.A., who just invested, actually, in the Beyond Burger people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and great investment. They're happy.
And they seem to be very happy about that right now.
Okay, well, I'll tell you something super interesting because you're talking about
I want to get to the Carnarvon wagon.
Okay, let's start drinking. Yes. Forget the facts.
I would love to go sell the Beyond. They're going to do fine. What did you say? They're raising $310 million?
No, this is the Light Life Burger. So it's a Beyond Meat competitor. They're not raising. They've already invested $310 in Indiana.
Okay, got it.
That's just one little tidbit. I could go on forever.
What are they making that out of?
Which one?
Either one of them.
Okay, so Beyond Meat, it's made out of mung bean and pea protein. And then beets and other things.
It doesn't sound so good, but it tastes good.
Oh, God, it's so super good. Oh, yeah, ask Bill and Wendy. They both loved it.
Did they try it?
Yeah, they tried it this morning. They're over the moon, really. Okay. Wendy loves it.
See, when you say pea protein, it just doesn't come out
mung,
right. I know what you mean. And a mung bean? What is it? Mung bean?
Okay, but when you
does
say
it have legs?
Muscle tendon, like, ew. What's the right? Like,
I only
what's
use that.
About
I only
that?
Use that and I pulled my muscle tendon. I don't think about that when I'm eating. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the red meat that I eat comes from a case from behind the wall where there's a guy and a thing and a deal. I never connect it to the source material. All right. And then what is the other burger?
There's the Light Life Burger and there's the Impossible Burger.
Yeah, what's the Impossible Burger is the one that they invested in. So what's in that?
So the Impossible Burger does have soy, and it's genetically modified yeast extract to mimic animal heme. So it's a vegetable heme that mimics animal heme, which is why the taste is so spot on.
Wow. So it tastes like meat, which is the other confusing thing for me, because people eat a vegetarian burger so that it tastes like it is an actual burger.
Yeah.
No, well, these are
it tastes just like meat.
No, these are the questionings, the people. What did you call them? The people that are trying to figure out
flexitarians?
Flexitarians,
yes. Right.
Are you a flexitarian?
I'm apparently a flexitarian.
You are, because I'm seeing what you're eating from what we brought in today from No Bones.
It's really delicious.
You've been chomping down.
It's outrageously good, guys.
All right, No Bones is here. They're doing the Carnarvon wagon. So you got all this food. First of all, Mackenzie DeVito is here. So Mackenzie, what's the food?
We have a few different items here. We are featuring our jackfruit flautas, one of the staples at No Bones Beach Club. I have a buffalo cauliflower wing with some ranch dipping sauce. And then we have our amazeballs, which is a jalapeno bacon fried macaroni and cheese ball. It's gluten-free. You know, it's not going to hurt you. It's delicious.
But it's no bacon.
No bacon.
I mean,
there's bacon, but it's made out of tempeh.
I'm sorry, it's made out of what? That's
Don't
a town
worry about
in Arizona.
It. Don't worry about it.
That's the answer to most of those questions.
Okay, tempeh is soy, and it's got more protein than you'll ever get in anything else. So the protein in the amazeball is going to be like through the roof because it's all tempeh. Just saying.
But there's
people.
No bacon, just to clarify.
The flavor in your
not
food.
Not really bacon. It's all really good.
Outrageously
the
good.
The cauliflower is outstanding.
The cauliflower
I mean, amazing.
Buffalo. Cauliflower, though, that's your go-to now. I mean, you got to have a cauliflower.
Versatile.
Farm. You can do anything you want with it. You can make a bread out of it.
Yeah.
You can make a pizza base out of it.
Did you watch Oprah Winfrey's commercial?
The mashed potatoes, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, bread is her enemy. And so it's not her friend. And so she realized she had to go with the cauliflower. Cauliflower is great.
Cauliflower.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's cauliflower and then there's no bones cauliflower. So let's just hold on to your bootstraps, people. This cauliflower is so good and so beautiful. I hope we get a picture of this for the website.
I already ate it.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Well, you can take a picture of my plate. So you, did you get into the amazeballs? Because, Ro, that's kind of your dish.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. You know, it's funny because I bit into the amazeball.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I think they made a mistake. I think there's meat in here, but don't tell them nothing.
That was the thought I had.
Yeah. That was really good.
Wow. Very good. Awesome. And have you been keeping up with your drinks, sir?
No, I have not, because you will not stop talking about this other stuff. So what is the, so we've got cocktails here. Why does a cocktail have to be vegan? Aren't they all vegan?
No, not necessarily. There's different ways of distilling alcohol.
There's no tendon in the alcohol, is there?
No,
just for you,
but there can be some fish eggs if you're not watching carefully.
And milk products.
And egg whites.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but all of the drinks that I brought for you here are 100% plant-based. So I will start with the coconut mojito, which is this tall, delicious-looking fella here. It is coconut rum muddled with fresh lime and our house-made no-bones coconut milk that we make with raw sugar. You've got some toasted coconut on the rim there. The one in the parrot cup is our Mai Tai.
Uh-oh.
And this is just, it packs a punch. Be careful. But I think you can handle it.
Well, Pritzker be taxing the vegan drinks as well.
Yeah. Wait till we find out about him. Wait till you find out. Well, he's starting with beer. And I like beer.
I love beer.
PJ and Squee like beer.
My boys are going to be upset about this. My boys are not happy, Pritzker.
Do you still like beer?
I still like beer. Senator! All right, so this is this Mai Tai deal. What's in this? Is there 151 in here?
Wow. You would think so. It's basically all rum, a splash of lime juice, and a little bit of orgeat.
Yeah, I could see.
Orgeat.
Orgeat.
Orgeat. It's vegan.
Yeah. I once called someone and I got slapped. All right, I thought it was a compliment at the time. All right, and then there's a thing that's got a pineapple in it and a lotus flower.
Yeah, this is our Drake drink.
And there's a picture of Drake on it. Why do I have a picture of Drake going through a jalapeno?
He wanted to come to happy hour, too. He didn't get the invite, so we brought
him. That is awesome. It's spicy, little spice to it, but still tropical, yummy.
Passion fruit and hibiscus.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next, he's going to be calling your answering machine.
Yes, but no, Bill Shatner is going to be calling your answering machine. And you're going to be wondering, now, how does he have my number? Because that's exactly what everybody's, even Kevin, the guy who was intending to call, is wondering, does Bill Shatner have my number? Did I give him my number? How did that happen? All right.
We don't know.
Nobody knows. Stay right here. Nobody move. The Carnarvon Wagon is rolling. It's a No Bones Beach Club, Carnarvon Wagon, No Bones Beach Club. If you're looking for it on the street, it's on North Avenue, right? What's the address?
1943 West North Ave.
Yeah, it's right there. It's at the corner of Bucktown and Wicker Park, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a beautiful part of the world right there.
Mecca center of the life.
Yes, of the hipster life.
Life.
Yeah, there's a lot of people walking around that six corner area all trying to out-hip each other, like at all times.
Like giving each other hockey hip checks? Like, what are we talking about?
No, I think that's, they're like wearing hemp, and then they're deciding, who's cooler, who's going to try to jump the turnstile to get on the train because they don't want to pay the man. Things like that. There's a lot of things like that that go on at that corner, or those corners. All right, but it is a very, very, this is very great. And if you are a vegan, this is all vegan, right?
It's all
not just vegetarian, this is vegan.
Dairy-free and... Yeah, meat-free,
so
obviously.
So no bacon is what you're saying.
No bacon.
No, you think there's bacon, but this
you
there's
do.
Not
it
bacon.
Tricks your mind, Kevin. You got to try this.
Yeah, and the flautas, you'd never know. Yeah, it's just, and you look at it and you're like, oh gosh, this is like filled with meat and dairy and fried, and you just, complete comfort food. So good.
It is.
It is.
It really is.
Really good.
I like flautas.
Are those being taxed too now? What's the tax on a flauta these days in Illinois?
I like my baseballs. All right.
Ro, you're a flexitarian.
I am,
right. I think he is. Boom. He doesn't want to admit it.
It's happening.
I think he is.
It's happening
happened
here, folks.
I went total flex right here in front of you. Yeah. I think I snapped something, too. It might have been a tendon, muscle tendon. All right, let's check in with Kim. What's coming up at the top of the hour?
It's not officially summer yet, but West Nile virus already confirmed in Illinois.
All right. I just survived I want a t-shirt. I just survived a vegan Carnarvon wagon. Everything vegan. We had the food was vegan. The drinks were vegan.
Mm-hmm.
The intent was very vegan. The lecture was really vegan.
We got vegan news.
We got vegan news. Right. Who knew?
Mm-hmm.
We could have that now. Whoa, wait till the president finds out about this. He's going to be very mad about vegan news. I think he's mad about all the other news. All right. And it all started. Hold on. It all started with. I didn't just throw away the
And it's
sheet.
Delicious,
Don't worry about it. I got it right
by
here.
The way.
No Bones Beach Club. Stop by No Bones Beach Club, which is at 1943 West North Avenue, corner of North and Damon in Chicago. It's really great. If you're a vegan, or even if you're vegan questioning or vegan curious, I suppose. Is that a thing?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
This is a worthwhile adventure. And maybe you have somebody in your group, like Anna, who's always ruining everything for us.
Why am I ruining
because
everything?
Because you're a pescatarian.
Uh-huh.
And we try to eat a side of beef in front of you.
We try to eat family style. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, we don't have anything for her.
Right.
Oh. Huh. So we didn't order anything.
But maybe you have a vegan and then you want to go. And then the non-vegans will enjoy the vegan stuff because it's really, really great. So that's congratulations on that.
It's
and
awesome.
There's a shark shot. You can actually take a shot out of a toy shark.
True
I know
story.
That sounds like it's code for something.
No,
that's
it's
literally
not.
What happens. A bathtub toy and the bathtub shark. And then you uh-huh. put the shot in it. And then what's in that shot? What did I just do?
You did passion fruit and rum, just the No Bones way.
What's with your rum? This is like a whole thing that goes on.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a tropical. Beach
theme. It's a tropical themed place, you know?
Okay, I get it. All right, No Bones Beach Club. There you go. All right, check them out. Live Music Friday coming your way right after these important announcements.
You left a curse upon my lips as I leaned in to say goodbye. A smoky cigarette lace kiss, it echoes in my mind. Taste you every time.
The Long Lost, right there. Chicago's very own The Long Lost. It's a live music.
Love it.
Friday. And they're in the studio with us. These are two beautiful Chicago voices who have come together to, and I want to read, this is my favorite snipe ever about a band.
Okay.
Chicago Americana / alt country group blurs the line between happy and sad, creating misleadingly upbeat songs about the dark and disheartening times in life. That is, I mean, all right. That's
deep.
That's deep and depressing all at the same time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're selling some music right now.
Perfect for the Memorial Day weekend, too.
Thank you so much.
Happiness.
I was trying to sound as pretentious as possible when I wrote that.
I think you did
that
well.
That was very good. It had exactly, it's the sort of thing you would have read, Lester Bangs would have written for Cream Magazine. It was that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And somehow
great.
It so works. I mean, you have amazing sound. I'm sure it's been described as unique to you because you just hear it and you just, I don't know, you sort of fall into it.
Thank
and then
you.
You're right, the lyrics sort of surprise you a little bit.
Thank you. Yeah, I think, we had someone we played with once, they didn't quite listen to our set. They had just heard the music, and they came on stage afterwards, and they're like, oh, well, anyone who's out here singing happy songs must not be paying attention to the world. And it's like, did you listen?
I don't think he heard us.
So, no. So we're gonna let some of this roll and see exactly what happens. If I am reduced to tears and just shaking in the corner in a ball, then you'll know that they did their job.
Uh-huh.
And it's Caitlin Burke. You're both guitarists, right? Guitars
yes.
and vocals. And Adriana Avalos.
Hello.
And you guys are, like, as Chicagoans, the Americana sound, this kind of, you know, this very... I guess they call it alt country, but it is really American roots.
Yeah, it's classic.
Right? Music. And there's such a community here in Chicago doing this, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. When we first started doing this music, we're from the suburbs, so like finally diving into the Chicago music scene, we had no idea how many other people were doing the same thing. And it is just amazing to see how many people come together over the sound. It's just very uniting.
Did you guys go to high school together?
We did. We met on the first day of high school.
Yes.
Were you locker partners?
Yeah, that's the thing, because it's an A and a B here. I'm going to assume that they were...
She was sitting right behind me. We were in honors physical science class, and I turned around and I said, I like your t-shirt, and she said, thank you, and it's the rest of history.
And now you're in a band. Okay.
That's the natural progression, right?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
What a great story.
You can see these guys. Let me just get the plug out of the way, because then everybody is okay. The Beat Kitchen, which is really great. That's one of my favorite places on Belmont.
I know.
Right?
It'll be our first time there.
First time playing
excited.
There.
That is... Yeah, I'm going to just tell you something about that stage. That stage has seen people vomit on it a number of times.
I can't wait
great.
To be the next one.
Yeah, no, it's the best. It is. That, I mean, there's some, that is a crazy back room. You know, it is one of my favorite places.
You're setting the bar pretty high.
Yeah, it is. Then on Thursday, speaking of crazy back rooms, Haymarket Americana series, which is, you know, we love the Haymarket.
We love going
there.
And amazing talent.
Then on Sunday, June 2nd, the G-Man Tavern. And then Saturday, June 15th. Why are we getting ahead of ourselves? But Rib Fest. You can play Chicago Rib Fest.
It'll be here before we know it, though, which is a little bit terrifying.
It's also going to be like sideways sleet, I think, that day, the way that this spring has gone
so
far.
It's setting
How
up?
About it?
Yeah, not so great. All right, let's do it. Let's get over there and let's do a live song, shall we? Because it's Live Music Friday. I don't know why we're just sitting here yapping when we could be playing music and drinking in the Haymarket's here, and they brought their Haymarket beers with them. Because I like beer!
PJ and Squee. PJ and Squee love beer.
Yep.
Blood Orange Blonde I have in my hand here, which sounds...
oh, God.
Maybe.
Oh, that's bad. You know, let's not connect that to the Kavanaugh thing. No, that's a bad
idea.
Forget that. All right, here we go. Take it away. The Long Lost.
Slowly slip away. Nothing I could do or say. I never thought it'd be this way. Now all alone at night I lay. It seems that I have lost my mind. Been dwelling on my wasted time. His heart no longer beats for me. He's moving on, I'm on repeat. He's moving on, I'm on repeat. Whoa.
So good.
See them at Haymarket next Thursday night, the Americana series with Brandon Wyde. This is good. These two young ladies from Chicago.
I know.
Chicago's very own. From apparently
amazing talent.
A suburban high school. I don't know. Can you want to say which one it is?
Yeah, Carl Sandburg in Orland Park.
Carl Sandburg in Orland Park. Our own Lauren Lapka's from there.
Get out.
Right away.
What year did you
Hello,
guys graduate?
Hello, fellow alumni.
What year did... Never ask somebody what year they graduated.
Why? They're young. You can ask that.
2012.
Oh, I'm an 08. Really young. You guys are really young.
Thank you.
All right. Well, more with the long lost, the very young Carl Sandburg, long lost.
Wow.
Are going to more live music from them coming away. But first, let's check in with Kim. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Another step forward for Governor Pritzker's graduated income tax.
Catch Living Healthy Chicago this Saturday at 9 o'clock in the morning. Learn more about the struggles and successes of everyday Chicagoans with health and fitness. Living Healthy Saturday at 9 a.m. on WGN-TV.
All right. The long lost is here. Chicago's very own. Carl Sandburg High School's very own. How about that?
How about
they
that?
They went on to great things here, and they've got, what's the name of this song?
It's called Coming Home.
Coming Home. Take it away, the long lost. The long lost right there. You can see them. Don't forget, next Thursday night, Haymarket Americana series with Brandon Wide. They're also going to be this on Saturday at the Beat Kitchen. If you want to go check them out in Roscoe Village, great joint also to see a show.
Yeah.
So congratulations. Orland Park's very own. These two young ladies are going to be something gigantic. You'll remember their names, Caitlin Burke and Andreana Avalos.
Don't forget about us, okay?
Yes, exactly. Well, they always will.
I know
always
they do.